Big Rab Show podcast is kindly sponsored by G1 Reeds. They are the champion's choice, with many bands around the world playing G1 products, providing everything you'd need to hit the circle or the big stage. So check out G1Reeds.com as they keep the lights on here at the Big Rab Show podcast. Hello there, everyone, and welcome to another Big Rab Show podcast. How are you, folks? Well, I have to say, what a busy week that was in the piping world, and you might guess by the duration of this week's pod that we've got a lot to get through. But anyway, before we get into that, and of course our topic of the week and everything, let's get through our introductions then, shall we? Then, welcome. If this is your first ever Big Rab Show podcast, then hello, how yous doing? We've been here now for over 370 plus episodes, which is crazy. But we're still here, yep. We are the show for the bagpiping folk, reflecting everything in the bagpiping world, be it Celtic music, folk music, or indeed our bread and butter, which is competitive piping and drumming. Each and every week we're here talking about what we know and love to be the music of the great Highland Bagpipe and its people. And yes, like every other podcast out there, we do have a Patreon. I know, we plug it every week, but there's a good reason for that, because there's a ton of great extra stuff back there. Now, I have to say, you can go over there and click on support and you get your access to all of the extras. But if you do want a little bit of a sneak peek, actually, as to some of the extras that we do offer, we're doing a special promotion at the moment where each one of our Fuse FM Ballymoney radio shows that we do every week, we do an exclusive catch-up service over there for Patreon subs. But at the minute, we're doing it for free. So if you do want to go and catch those episodes, go over to Patreon. Those episodes of the Big Rab Show on Fuse are completely free. Yeah, so you can go over there to Patreon, go and have a look, and if you like our Fuse FM show, there you go. You've got four episodes this month. Why not? Go and enjoy them. And then, hi, if you do like what you hear, then maybe consider sticking with us then and clicking on that support button when they're no longer free. But anyway, that is a way that you can go and help support the show. But you don't have to. It's not compulsory. We are absolutely going to be here every week thumping out the bagpipe and goodness, as we do every week. Yeah. All right. We've got a lot to get into, okay? There's been a ton of big announcements, a lot of big names and big roles filled in this last while. Also, this is possibly one of the biggest weeks in piping for folks in the US and across the world. Of course, it's St. Patrick's Day this weekend. Yeah, a huge occasion for bagpipers all across, and we'll get into all of that as well. But of course, this weekend sees the New Zealand Nationals open the doors as well. I couldn't be more excited for Nationals. It seems to be we've been building up for the New Zealand Nationals now for weeks, and it's finally time to get into it all. And yes, we'll get into all of that in the news and updates, of course. So, and we've got a big topic of the week this week with Callum as well. We'll get into everything on this week's show. But before we do, I have to get some domestics out of the way. Our listener mail. We start each episode with listener mail, as we always do. BigRabShow@gmail.com. That address again, BigRabShow@gmail.com. You can send us in your emails, questions, thoughts and queries at all. For any episodes, this one or previous, or ones to come. Yeah, I have to say, our email box has been really quite quiet this last while. There's been a lot of admin behind the scenes. We've been working quite furiously preparing for this incoming season, because as you can imagine, now we have dates in the calendar and stuff. And we're trying to make as best plans as possible to attend all of the championships that we can, and hopefully bring a camera or two with us as well. So stick with us. We are doing our best to kind of hopefully bring you as best coverage as we can for this incoming season. I have to stress, though, that ourselves and the Rab Show team, we are mostly all competitors at this point. Yeah, so we're all competing with different bands at different times throughout the day, and different grades, different bands, and all of that, and it does present its own challenges. So if you're out there and you're listening right now, let's face it, you are, because you are you're listening to my voice right now. But if you are in any way inclined and would like to help us try and cover this incoming season, we're absolutely wanting to hear from more volunteers. So if there's anyone out there who has a cell phone, a smartphone in the pocket, or the sporn, and says, I could film a band or two for Rab and the team, then please do get in contact with us. We would absolutely love to hear from you. We are planning to hit all of the majors this year, including all, if not most, of the domestic ones that we can try and get to. So please do get in contact with us, bigrabshow@gmail.com. Now, that doesn't just stand for competitions here in the UK season. It also stands for competitions around the globe. Right now, we have a number of videos that we were sent from competitions there in New Zealand are up on our YouTube channel. There's been a couple of minor competitions in the lead up to Nationals, and we've got a few of those videos up there now on our YouTube channel. But we're very aware that the season across the globe, in the US, Canada, South Africa, everywhere, the competition seasons will very quickly be starting, and if it's probably already underway in some places. And yeah, we would love to bring those performances to our socials and try and share that music with our audience. So if you are willing to help us, then please do get in contact with us. We'd absolutely love to hear from you. Now, as I say, we're all volunteers. None of us are millionaires. So we're not talking multi-million pound broadcast contracts here. But yes, we would absolutely love to hear from you if you can help. And yeah, bigrabshow@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Anyway, we're booking flights, hotels, sorting out access to different venues and things. It's all getting a bit crazy at the moment at Rab Show headquarters, but we're doing what we can. So we will... Yeah, with your continued help, I guess, we'll try and get the best possible coverage this incoming season, indeed. All right, so that's pretty much it for listener mail. Mostly it is admin and stuff from behind the scenes. Yeah, we did get an email in from the Mackenzie Caledonian Pipe Band, just reminding us again of an upcoming piping recital by none other than Willie McCallum. Yes, this is going to be held in Dundee, of course, on the 12th of March. We've been plugging it now for quite a while. And yeah, the McCalls are hosting this with Willie McCallum. And yeah, for full details, we've shared out all of the, you know, the links and everything where you can go and grab tickets. Please do go and help support this incredible event. And yeah, this is going to be shaping up to be quite a huge one at the Woodlands Hotel in Dundee. So there you go. All right, we've plugged it maybe two or three different times now, but thank you for sending us through those details again there on Macals. And we'll absolutely make sure that folks are aware of it. You've just been told. There you go. All right. If you do have a concert, recital, anything like that coming up, or any questions to do with the show, as always, our email box is always open. BigRabShow@gmail.com. Send us in a note and we'll do our best to bring it to the show. Okay, now, at this point we normally would have been doing Word of the Week, but it's gone, alright? Now, I've got some complaints about that, actually. Some people love to hear the Word of the Week, and on some occasions, we've had some people trying to guess the Word of the Week as well. I don't know. If you want to see Word of the Week return, then let us know. But we are working on other little features that we do plan to bring to future shows as the season unfolds. Less said about that, the better, in case I spoil it. But yeah, no Word of the Week. It's gone. Instead, we'll move straight on to one of our favourite features here on the show. Yeah, it's time for Weekly Drone. So JD, what's this week's Weekly Drone, man?
It's the Weekly Drone. Let's talk about concert tickets. We're in the thick of concert season now, with loads of bands hitting the stage to entertain. You were plugging possibly the biggest concert of the year on last week's show, People's Ford, Boghall and Bathgate, at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall in August. You told us to rush out and grab tickets. Did you see the price of them? Now don't get me wrong, this isn't the only concert this year where I've seen a price increase. But just how much is too much? Mind you, the Boghall show is for sure going to be worth the money. Also, I have been to some shows in the past where I would have quite happily paid twice or even three times what I paid for my ticket. Do people judge the quality of the show on offer going by the ticket price? It's a difficult balance to strike. Charge too much and no one attends. Too expensive. Charge too little and no one attends. Show must be rubbish if that's all they're charging. Either way, I'd encourage people to go out and support both the large, top-flight concerts and those of the grassroots. There's a wealth of great musicianship that needs your support.
Ah, yeah. Weekly Droner. I would absolutely encourage people to go out and support all concerts. Absolutely. I completely agree with you there when you're saying that there's a wealth of great musicianship. Absolutely. Now, not only do we promote the top flight bands when they're in concert, but absolutely grassroots bands as well. So, yeah, I would definitely encourage folks out there that if you can support your local pipe band, if they are throwing a concert for that matter, then please go out there and help support them. Absolutely. Now, your comments on ticket prices, that's been a bit of a talking point, I guess. And you're quite right. Since last week's podcast, when we were promoting the pre-Worlds concert there by People's Ford, that has been a bit of a topic. A lot of people have noticed that there is a price increase with the tickets. Yeah. Now, of course, last year we had Simon Fraser University at the Armadillo, as it's affectionately known. And we did see a little bit of a price jump there. Now, whether that was because of the change of venue or everything, not sure. But the tickets for SFU, I would say, were absolutely reasonable. Yeah, you pay for what you get. Absolutely. You're definitely going to be treated to a blistering show. Now, I have to say, as much as our weekly donor here have said that the tickets are expensive, I've heard that commentary from a few people now saying that the tickets for Bog Hall were dear. However, I have to say that pretty much everyone that I've spoke to said, yeah, they're a bit pricey, but absolutely I'm going to pay for it. If anything, I'll pay for it twice if it gets me a seat in the building. So, it's one of those things. People look at ticket prices and go, oh, that's too dear, I might not go to that. Or sometimes people look at the price and go, that's not dear enough. You're quite right in saying that, you know? Like, for example, say People's Ford were going to be filling the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, the pre-Worlds concert at the World Championships and everything, and the tickets were like £2-3. Would people look at it and go, what, £2 to get in? What kind of a show are we going to get? You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's a catch-22. But for me, I completely agree that in this case, for People's Ford or for any other of those big pre-Worlds concerts for that matter, like all of them that I've been to over the years, have absolutely been incredible. All of them have their own stamp in time, you know? And if you are lucky enough to grab yourself a ticket for the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall show in the week of Pipe and Live, then you're in for an absolute treat. I don't care if the tickets are like £300 a ticket. I probably would be silly enough to pay it, I guess. But ticket prices are on the increase, and that's a given because things at the moment are just costing more. Let's face it, you know, the ticket prices are set at a level where they can try and help cover their costs. The Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, I'm sure, as a venue, doesn't come cheap. And they also have quite a huge production team involved. There's lighting, there's sound, there's ushers to pay, there's security, there's vendors. There's so much as part of making that show. There's not just wheeling the band out on stage and telling them, right, go and do your thing. No, there is a huge amount of people backstage that make that event possible. And yeah, if we see an increase in ticket prices, that could well be the reason behind it, because the cost of running these is going up. And then only probably will ever only continue going up, I guess. But Weekly Donor, it's been a very interesting conversation. I've had that conversation with a few people locally here to me. And they were saying about how the ticket prices are quite pricey. But honestly, they would pay it anyway. Doesn't matter what the cost would be. A lot of folk are kind of like me and a bit fanatical about this kind of stuff. And you absolutely know that no matter what the price you pay for the pre-Worlds concert, you're going to be in for an absolute treat. Yeah. So I have looked at the website when recording this, and the tickets for the Bog Hall show, I think they're 75% sold out now at this point, is what they put out in their socials just a few days ago. There are very limited seats available. All right. So as much as our weekly donor is complaining about ticket prices, I would urge you to go view them for yourself. If you can afford it, absolutely. I can't recommend it enough. Please go and support the bands. And, if there's a concert coming up, there's quite a number of them actually in recent days. We have Ravara Pipe Band. They're coming up on the 27th of April. St. Lawrence O'Toole on the 27th of April. Then locally here in Northern Ireland, we have Tully Lagan Pipe Band have their concert coming up as well. And a bunch of others. So, if you can, please go and help support your local pipe band and grab tickets where you can. Absolutely. And, oh, of course, the Kids with Cancer charity night's coming up as well. And that's a charity event. And, you know, the ticket price there is to help try and cover costs, obviously. But it's also trying to raise money for charity. So that's another element to your argument there. All right, Weekly Droner, that's an interesting conversation. And I dare say we'll hear more about this. There you go. So if you do have any thoughts on this, on ticket prices and all the rest, and value for money and all of that in the piping world, I would argue that any ticket is definitely worth the price. But there you go. That's just me. There you go. You can email us, bigrabshow@gmail.com, or you can submit your own weekly drone. You can go to our website, thebigrabshow.com, big button right at the top of the website, and you can let us know your thoughts on this topic and others, and completely warts and all, we'll bring them to the show. Alrighty, well, I am, well, probably feeling very smug because my bog hole ticket is securely in my back pocket. I'm very happy. I've secured my seat. I can't wait for the bog hole show. And those other shows that I've mentioned as well, I've got tickets for those as well. So, yeah, as a band hits the stage, I do what I can to try and grab a ticket and go and support the show. That, you know, that maybe that's just me. Anyway, I'm rabbiting on now about this weekly drone. You've got me started now. You got me started now, bro. Alright, that's it. Okay, that's it for Weekly Drone. So I guess at this point in the show, it's time for me to take a wee break. And I'll be right back with all of the news and updates. How are we going to get through all of this week? There's so many. All right, okay. Well, we start at the start and finish at the end. All right, take a wee break. I'll be right back. Do you wish piping could be fun again? Bagpipers around the world continue to struggle with their instrument, despite hours of hard work trying to get better. Bagpiping should be fulfilling. Your hard work should pay off, showing improvement, and the freedom to express yourself musically. Or why do it? The Dojo University believe every piper should be able to free themselves from musical frustration, proven over more than a decade of successful teaching and accessible anywhere with an internet connection. The Dojo is unlike any other bagpipe learning experience in the world. Let the Dojo channel your enthusiasm into a fun and fulfilling program that will empower you with the knowledge to fall in love with piping all over again. So go to dojouniversity.com/bigrab and take advantage of our 30-day free trial of Dojo Premium Membership. Join the global community of students today and rediscover the fun of bagpiping. dojouniversity.com/bigrab for a 30-day free trial. Okay, let's get into all the news and updates, of which there are loads this week, so let's not delay any further. So, the story that we lead with this week, unfortunately, is quite a sad story. On March 10th, we got the news that Ian Green had sadly passed away. Now, for those of you out there listening, I'm sure Ian Green is a name that would ring a bell with a lot of folks out there. Ian Green, of course, was the owner and proprietor of Green Tracks Recordings. Yes, Green Tracks started in 1986, following when Ian left his job at the Edinburgh City and Lothian and Borders Police Force. Ian decided he had a huge passion for Celtic and folk music, and particularly with bagpiping, and he made it his business to start up this new record company and collecting recordings from all across the scene. There's been some huge recordings over the years, of course, including the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band, the Vale of Athol, we've had Scottish Power Pipe Band as well, and a load of others. And it's honestly some of the finest collections of, you know, Scottish bagpiping and drumming from over the decades. It's a huge legacy, of which was recognised in more recent times. In 2005, Ian was presented with the Hamish Henderson Services to Traditional Music at the Scots Trad Music Awards. Also in July 2006, he was given an honorary doctorate at the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama. And yeah, it's really quite a famous figure in the bagpiping world in general. So when we heard this story of his sad passing, yeah, it affected us all. We got a number of emails on this as well saying, you know, that a lot of the music that we know today would not be as commonly available if it wasn't for Ian's work, and his legacy stands to this day. So on behalf of all of the bagpiping world and from all of us here in the Big Rab Show team, we want to send our sincerest condolences to all of the Green family, to all his friends, and for all of the many artists that have worked with him all across the years. Yeah, our thoughts are with you all at this very sad time. Yeah. So from quite a tragic story in the Celtic and folk music scene of a loss of a legend, we have to move on. There is a lot of other great news of piping and drumming that happened this past week, including lots of competition, and we need to get into that. First of all, before we get into everything happening with the RSPBA AGM, yeah, that was last week as well, and we'll get into some of the ins and outs from that as well. Yeah, but first of all, I want to talk about the Scottish Schools Championships. Yes, we've been mentioning this now a few times in Dates for Your Diary. You might have heard in previous episodes. But this year's Scottish Schools Championships was honestly one of the biggest. It seemed 97 schools in total going head to head. Now, that is huge. I can't give you an idea of scale, but seeing 97 schools all across Scotland all duking it out at this brilliant competition, I have to say, was so incredible. Yeah, but we've seen a lot of little video clips and photographs and stuff up online, and we've done what we can to share it across all in Big Rab Show on socials. So if you do want to go and catch those clips, you can. So let's go through the results then, shall we? Yeah, starting with Junior C and first place with the Glasgow Academy. Yeah, well done. And then with Junior B, the winner there was the High School of Glasgow. There you go. And Junior A then was Fettes College. There you go. Yeah, and then on to Novice Juvenile B, we had George Watson's College. Yes, good result there for George Watson's. And second in Novice B was Strathallan. There you go, Strathallan. And then third then was Dollar Academy in Novice Juvenile B. There you go. Looking to Novice Juvenile A, and in first place we had George Watson's College. Yeah, so sweeping the boards there at Juvenile B and Juvenile A. So not a bad weekend's work there, folks. In second place in Juvenile A was Renfrewshire Schools, and that was their A band. Yeah. In third place in Juvenile A was Dollar Academy. There you are. All right, moving on to the freestyle then. We have Renfrewshire Schools A lifting the top spot in the freestyle. I have to say the freestyle, honestly, is my favourite event. There's a lot of creativity in there. And even, yeah, go and have a listen to Renfrewshire Schools, but honestly, go and have a listen to all of the bands in that grade in the freestyle event. There's a lot of great playing happening there. On to the juvenile grade then, the top grade on the day, on the winners, yeah, of course, Dollar Academy Pipe Band. And we've shared out the video of that performance, and it is absolutely blistering. So, yeah, well done to everyone involved. The competition itself, as I've said, it seems to be growing and growing every single year. For full information on everything that happened, we just give a bit of a brief summary there, but you can go to thechampionships.org.uk for a full rundown of all of your prize lists and everything. And, yeah, we've done what we can to share out the performances on our social media, and if there has been one that we haven't, please do let us know, and send it our road, and we'll happily share it out across on our social media, and get a lot of people to watch it, indeed, so we can enjoy the music. But yeah, well done to all of those schools involved. I think it's a testament to the future of the bagpiping world, seeing so many young kids involved. Yeah. So I think there was a post somewhere on social media that I read saying people said that the bagpiping movement is dead, have not seen the Scottish Schools Championships yet, and I have to completely agree. Seeing the amount of children involved here at all levels, it's just really encouraging. So yeah, keep up the great work, folks. Well done to all the prize winners and to everyone involved. Just a smashing event all round. All right, moving on to another competition that happened this weekend, of course, was the Bonnie Music Invitational. And we have to give a huge shout out to the overall winner, of course, Alan Bevan. Yes, well done to Alan. So yeah, we've seen this update, of course, coming from SFU Pipe Band, but also, of course, from the BC Pipers. All of that was all published online. So if you do want to go and check out the breakdown of who won what and where, yeah, you can go and check that out. But yeah, full congratulations to Alan Bevan. Yeah, the winner of the Bonnie Music Invitational event there this past weekend. Great stuff. Okay, seeing as we're on the topic of competitions and everything, I was also aware that the Phoenix Scottish Games took place this past weekend. Yeah, this was thanks to Wuspaba. This is them now opening the doors of their competitive season. And yeah, the Phoenix Games took place. And I wasn't aware of these, if I'm brutally honest. But maybe that should have been on Dates of Our Diary out there. But yeah, that was a full competition, of course, from grade 4 up to grade 3. And I have to give a shout out to the Kevin R. Blanford Memorial Pipe Band, who picked up a first in the MSR in grade 3 and a first in medley as well. Not a bad weekend's work there, folks. Also in grade 4, lifting the medley there in grade 4 was Glendale, and they lifted the MSR as well there in grade 4 as well. So yeah, there you go. A competition happened and I wasn't aware of it, but Yeah, keen to see more. But that is the start of things there in the Western United States. So if there are any more competitions to come, then please let us know here in the Big Rab Show. Yeah, and we can add those into our dates for your diary. But yeah, shout out to the Kevin R. Blanford. Yeah, I've heard the runs and everything. And I actually really love the MSR run too. Really good. So yeah, shout out. There you go. Congratulations. All right, on to another competition then. I have to give a shout out to Willie McCallum. Yes. The Yust and Barra competition that took place this past weekend, which was the Invitational Solo Piping Competition. This was quite an interesting one. Willie actually managed to draw with Sarah Muir. Yeah. So this was quite an interesting one, because whenever you worked out the points and everything, Willie and Sarah Muir both, yeah, were absolutely bob on. So there was an absolute draw between the pair of them. However, yeah, he managed to step away as overall champion on Pembroke preference. So there you go. The Yust and Barra competition is that, yeah, it's an interesting one. It's kind of up there, but standard wise, you know, like it's pretty much a who's who of the solo bagpiping world. So yeah, I think we're going to try and keep a track of this one in future, because this was quite an exciting competition. But yeah, full congratulations to Willie McCallum there, lifting that title. Congratulations. Also, this past weekend was, International Bagpipe Day. And a lot of you online were posting all sorts of great stuff across social media. There was tons of great performance clips, little solo things that people were doing out in their back garden just to celebrate the day. But yeah, shout out to all of you who managed to, yeah, have a little tune on International Bagpipe Day. I managed to have a little tune myself, but there's no way I'm going to share that on social media because it was terrible. But anyway, that's another topic altogether. But yeah, International Bagpipe Day is a thing, and it encouraged a lot of people to get out there and have a tune or two. So yeah, shout out to all of you who managed to share that across social media. We've done what we can to kind of share them out whenever we spotted them. So yeah, well done everyone. International Bagpipe Day. Right, now I have to talk about the elephant in the room now at this point, don't I? Yes, it's St. Patrick's Day this weekend. As if we didn't know. It seemed to be, I don't know, it's crept up on us really quick, hasn't it? Yeah, there's so many pipe bands out there who have a St. Patrick's Day tour organised for their hometowns. There's too many to mention, all right? So people are going to get upset that I'm not going to give their band a shout, but I just want to put it out there, there's too many of you to mention. So please, don't take it as a slight that I do not give your band a shout out because you're out playing on St. Patrick's Day, because I do believe there's so many bands out there, it's ridiculous. So I want to put the call out there. Each year we do ask for St. Patrick's Day selfies. Yeah, Big Rab Show St. Patrick's Day selfie. So if you are out with your band over the course of the next week or so celebrating St. Patrick's Day and raising some much needed funds for your band or local charity, then please do send in your hashtag Big Rab Show selfies, and we'll do what we can to share them out across our socials and to give a bit of a plug. Hey, my band's out playing today, here's a selfie. Absolutely. Then we'll do our best to kind of share that across all of our social media. They are. That's how that works. So yeah, send us in your hashtag RabShowSelfies and we'll do our best to share them out there. Good stuff. All right. I know St. Patrick's Day is this weekend, and obviously that's a huge focus for a lot of pipers and drummers around the world. But I have to say, for a lot of us competitive pipers and drummers, one of the biggest focuses this weekend is the New Zealand Nationals. Oh, it's finally here. And man, I couldn't be more excited for the New Zealand Nationals. Seems to be we've been talking about it now for the longest time here on the podcast, but also over on Fuse. Last night on Fuse FM, we played a wealth of New Zealand music over there from all of the grade one big guns from New Zealand and other bands as well. And yeah, we've had a great time over there on Fuse. Warming up for the Nationals, let's say. So thanks everyone that joined us there on Fuse last night. That was a great show. But yeah, let's talk about the Nationals, shall we? First of all, for those of us who can't travel and can't get to New Zealand to actually be there and see the Nationals happen, well, we're covered. The association themselves, as we've mentioned countless times before, they're going to be live streaming the entire thing. Every grade, every band performance. I cannot wait to tune in for this. So, I have to stress, there is two links available right now to the RNZPBA official YouTube channel. All right, now, the reason I'm stressing this is because there are a number of nefarious links out there. Yeah, there seems to be yeah, I don't know, hackers or something out there that are trying to get people's credit card details, or, you know, and claiming that it's a pay-per-view. You know, give us your credit card detail and we'll let you watch the Nationals. No, this is being done completely for free. You can tune in online via the RNZ PBA YouTube channel. All right. Now, they have shared out the links across their social media and they have warned everybody, please stay away from any nefarious links. Stick to the official ones. Okay. So that's this weekend. We have a live stream for all of the action on the Friday and, of course, everything from the Saturday as well. So both days. And let's look at Grade 1. All the action happening on Saturday will clearly be the big attraction at the Nationals this weekend. Although I do stress, you need to tune in and catch all of the action from the Friday as well. Okay, there will be some big tunes played, I have absolutely no doubt, in the other grades. So, yeah, please don't discount that. All right. Okay, let's get into Grade 1. Yeah, there's a wealth of great bands playing here. And there's a pretty much a list of who's who. Now, one of the bands that we're paying keen attention to is the newly upgraded, yeah, Hawthorne Pipe Band. Yes, they're making the trip, of course. And, yeah, we've been listening to little clips of them warming up online. And, yeah, they're really singing at the moment. So, looking forward to seeing them making their Grade 1 debut, I guess, at the Nationals. So, looking forward to that. Shout out to Hawthorne. Yeah, next up we have the City of Invercargill Pipe Band, of course, who can always play a big tune, so really looking forward to them. Then we have the Canterbury Caledonian, of course.
Go on, Canterbury! Yeah!
Oh, man, some of their medleys over the years has just been iconic, so really looking forward to them. Auckland District, of course, this will be a home game for Auckland. Yeah, because the competition itself is being held in Auckland, so they don't have too far to travel. So, yeah, shout out to Auckland and District. Looking forward to hearing these guys. And then wrapping things up for Grade 1, we have, the mighty Manawatu.
Go on, the two! Yeah!
Aye, good stuff. Man, I don't know. Are you getting an idea that I'm just a little bit excited for Nationals? Just a little bit. But I have to say, as much as I'm paying attention to Grade 1, there's a load of other bands and other grades that I'm paying attention to as well, especially in the Grade 2 competition. There's bands in here such as St Andrews College, of course, we know can play a blistering tune, Wellington Red Heckle as well, and come on, I'm going to start naming names here and people are going to get upset. City of Taranga Pipe Band as well can play a great tune. I don't know. There's so many bands to mention here, all juking it out across all these grades. Yeah, I don't know. There's going to be way too many to mention, and as I say, people will get upset that I don't give you a shout. But suffice to say, all of us around the globe will be tuning into this, and that's just stupidly exciting. All right, so the full draw for the New Zealand Nationals is available right now. You can go to the RNZ PBA on their social media. They've shared out the draw, along with the links to the live stream. And I would recommend that you tune in live, if at all possible. Now, I do know for those of us here in the UK, the time difference can be a little bit rubbish, I guess. But let's face it, we're piping fans, and we'll stay up to stupid o'clock in the morning watching MSRs, because we're maniacs. Yeah, I cannot wait for the New Zealand Nationals this weekend. It's going to be wall-to-wall brilliant, and I'm so excited for it. So good luck to everyone competing in New Zealand. We will all be tuning in to cheer you along. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to crowning our national champions, and we'll be chatting about it on next week's show. I have absolutely no doubt. So if you're going to the New Zealand Nationals, then let us know. We'll definitely want to hear from you. And if you can point a camera at anything, let us know also, because we'd love to bring those little clips onto our socials if we can. So, yeah, good luck, everyone. New Zealand Nationals this weekend. Oh, man, it's shaping up to be a big weekend for piping, isn't it? Not only do we have the Nationals, but we have St Patrick's Day as well. Whew, I don't know, we're all going to be knackered come this time next week. Anyway, let's fly on. We've got tons of new appointments happening in the bagpiping world. Now, last week, or the week before, we were given the news story about the retirement of bass drummer John from St. Lawrence the Tool Pipe Band. We've mentioned it many times, and, right, they have now put it out on their social media of who is fulfilling the role of bass drummer in St. Lawrence the Tool. Yes, it was unveiled as Paul Barrett.
Yeah, go on, Paul, you legend!
Yeah, and Paul actually, you know, has a big statement here actually on the St. Lawrence O'Toole account, and you can go and read at it at length. And he talks about replacing John Dunn and how, you know, he knows that John was this iconic figure with the band and was absolutely the heartbeat of St. Lawrence for a generation. But now, having to step into that role, yeah, it's going to be a big brogues to fill. And he says that, you know, it's not going to be an easy role for him. But we have every confidence, and we dare say, yeah, he'll be in that job and making it his own in no time. Absolutely. So we're really looking forward to seeing what he's going to bring there. And for those of you who do really want to see St. Lawrence O'Toole up close and personal, they do have their upcoming concert on the 27th of April, don't they? Yeah, so just want to drop in that little plug. So if you are in the Aberdeen area, or even if you're not, and you just want to see St. Lawrence O'Toole, then there you go. Go and grab your tickets now. Thanks to Bucksburn and District, go and grab your tickets and go and see St. Lawrence O'Toole inspired. Yeah. So, that'll be the first public appearance and performance by Paul Barrett with the mighty St. Lawrence O'Toole there. There you go. Great stuff. So that's exciting, isn't it? Yeah. But also exciting is, maybe not as exciting, I guess, but the RSPBA AGM happened this past week. All right, that's nowhere near as exciting. But we were waiting on some big name appointments. We knew that there was a lot of big roles within the RSPBA that were due to be filled because, we had a number of retirements and people stepping away and resigning and so forth. And, we now know who these people are. So the new president has been chosen, and it is the Major General David McDowell, who's retired from the British Army, of course, and he was appointed as the new president at the AGM. There you are. The new chairman is a fellow called Robert Niven, or Bob Niven, as he's more commonly known, and he's from the North of Scotland branch, actually. So he's now appointed the brand new chairman. So congratulations to Bob Niven. There you are. The vice chairman role will now be fulfilled by Stuart Orr. Now, Stuart, of course, comes from the Lothian and Borders branch and, appointed vice chairman after the sad passing of Mr. John Hughes. So we want to wish all of these guys in these new roles the very best. I dare say also another role that was fulfilled there was the honorary president, and that goes to George Usher, who's been appointed to this role as honorary president. There you are. So, folks, you can read, there's a full publication and everything, there's a full write-up on this minute, on this meeting, I should say, on pipesdrums.com. That was given by an inside source, I can only assume, because they do talk about the general atmosphere of the meeting and things that were discussed and everything. So that was interesting in itself. But you can go to the rspbi.org themselves, and they've published out the details of some of the main decisions. A full minute of this meeting will be published, of course, and we do know that there was a number of rule changes or amendments for this incoming season. So we'll be delving through those minutes once they're published. So that's an interesting one. Yeah, but we'll get into that. But that's to come once the minutes are published. But if you can read the sort of opinion piece that's available on pipesdrums.com right now, if you are so interested. If you go to the RSPBA site, there's also an update on the brand new Adjudicators Panel Management Board. Yeah, this was an update that was published by Rab Matheson, who, of course, is the convener. And he put it together to tell us who's now going to be part of this AMPB, as they're calling it, Adjudicators Panel Management Board, and also what their plans are for a future adjudicators training course. Now, we're getting really lost in the woods here. This is getting incredibly nerdy, okay? But it's interesting for a lot of different reasons. There's a new adjudicator training course, which is going to be happening on March 24th, so just as we're recording this. A total of 28 candidates will be going through this course, 14 attending the piping and drumming course, with an additional 14 candidates attending the ensemble course. So that's interesting in itself. Yeah, that half of the candidates involved are sitting the ensemble course. So that tells you that there's currently a demand out there for ensemble judging. That's interesting. We've been talking about that on the show now for a while, about ensemble judging and how it's approached, and now we see that they're taking a step to train 14 different judges in this. So that's very interesting. Now, I'm not going to go through the entire update that we got from Rab Matheson, but I have to say it's fascinating and I would love to know more about this. But it's great to see that this is actually being published, you know, on the rspbi.org. Makes for a very interesting read, and the development of adjudicating going forward, I guess, into the next few years ahead. So yeah, if you are interested at all in breaking all of that down, you can go along rspbi.org. It's all up there now, and find out more about this brand new adjudicating panel management board and the associated training that they're doing. It's very interesting stuff. Yeah. So it just depends on how nerdy you want to be, I guess. How lost in the woods just do you want to get? But yeah, go and have a read at it. I certainly did. And I can get very nerdy with this stuff, but it was really cool. Yeah. All right. Let's move on. I'm aware there's a lot of news to get through. The music board recently met and have made quite a few grading changes for this upcoming season. And the band secretaries and all have been notified of these changes, and it's all been published again on the RSPBA site. Let's talk about some of the interesting ones then, shall we? Well, starting from Novice Juvenile to Novice Juvenile B, our Turriffin District. Yes, these are all by request, by the way. From Grade 4B to Novice Juvenile B are the 47th Coulter Boys Brigade. Yep. And Grade 4A to Novice Juvenile B are Kintyre Schools. So these are all step downs, I guess, but all by request. Stepping down again from Novice Juvenile A to Novice Juvenile B are the Capital District Youth Pipe Band from the United States. Yeah, so taking that step down a grade. Also taking a step down are George Watson's College, 369, Dollar Academy, 990, West Lothian Schools, 890, St. Columbus School, Kilcolman, 1182. This is one of these bands' numbers and everything. So yeah, Juvenile to Novice Juvenile A, there you go. Now, also going through some of the rest of the ones by request, from Grade 4A to 4B, we have the MacDonald Memorial Pipe Band taking a step down a grade. Then we also have the Queen Elizabeth Pipe Band as well. Now, this is quite an interesting one because the Queen Elizabeth Pipe Band, we've been talking about them because they've been off the road now for a long time. But it's great to see their name now finally listed as a competitive band again. And they're now, yeah, choosing to compete in Grade 4B. So there you are. Good luck, folks. Then also choosing to compete in Grade 4B are two bands that we haven't heard of for quite a while, but it's brilliant to see their name in print again. We have Raffery and Marlacou in District. Yes, taking a step down from 3B to 4B. Yeah, so looking forward to seeing those bands hopefully on the grass this season. That's encouraging. Also then, making a step up the grade from Grade 4A to Grade 3B, we have Durham Regional Police from Canada. Yeah, so there you go. All right, we also have a bunch of new registrations, and I think we managed to give most of these bands a shout-out this season. First of all, in Novice Juvenile B, we have Merchiston. There you go. Brand new bands that have just newly registered for this competitive season. We have Pikes Peak Highlanders from the United States. We have Uddingston Strathclydes. Yes, we did mention they had a brand new 4B band. So we have City of Leeds as well. We have Banbury and District. There you go. The Two Scots Pipes, Drums and Bugle. There you go. We also have the East Riding Pipe Band. There you are. We have Kilbarkin. Have a brand new 4B band as well. Let me see. There's another band that I don't know much about. We have the Ambulance Victoria Pipes and Drums of Australia. Yeah, there you go. So in Grade 4A, we have a few new bands as well. We have the RATAE Pipe Band. There you go. We also have Edmonton and District from Canada, registered in 4A as well. Also, we've been chatting about them now for the longest time all through the winter, is Livingston Caledonia, registered now in Grade 3A. I think we mentioned them earlier on previous RAB shows, of course. Then, registered again in Grade 2. Yeah, now, this had a lot of people talking. The Pipe Band Club are back. Yeah, Pipe Band Club from Australia. And I do think the last time... Well, it actually says it here on the website. The last time they competed in the UK was 2019. So, yeah, Pipe Band Club are back. Ooh. So now that they're registering here with the RSPBA, does that indicate that perhaps they might be making the trip to the Worlds? That's what the chat is anyway. And that's what got a lot of people talking, going, oh, well, if they're registering, surely they might be competing at the big one. Oh, that would be good, wouldn't it? To see the Pipe Band Club back again. Oh, man. I was a huge fan of the Pipe Band Club in 2019. Yeah, I'm sure you remember me talking all about it on the pod. There you go. But yeah, it's great to see new bands registering and new bands reappearing, I guess, and being regraded. So if you are curious at all, you can go and read that full update by the Music Board. It's up there now on the rspba.org. There's been a lot of news actually happening there from the RSPBA currently. So yeah, my recommendation is to go along to the RSPBA site, have a read at it yourself. As well, there's a full minute from the Board of Directors meeting that happened on the 27th of January. Again, if you want to get really nerdy and get into all the detail, it's there. You can have a read at it at your leisure. That meeting that happened 27th of January, the Board of Directors, it does make for interesting reading. There you are. It's all there. You can peruse it at your leisure. Alrighty, so before we wrap everything up with the news and updates for this week, I have to give a bit of a shout out to Ross Ainslie. Yes, Ross Ainslie, of course, has been on the show here quite a number of times, and he's been part of Rab Show Live a few times as well. So yeah, I have to give Ross a shout. He's working on a brand new album called Pool. Yeah, and he's running a bit of a crowdfunder currently at the moment to try and make the album a reality. So he's asking you folks out there to help if you can in any way and donate whatever you can afford, I guess, to try and help make this album as good as it could be, I guess. Now, there's various different levels of support, of course, and various different perks as well. So you can go to Indiegogo.com and yeah, just have a search for Ross Ainslie and his new album called Pool. We've shared out the details, of course, across on Rab Show social media. But if you are a fan at all of Ross Ainslie's music, then yeah, you're going to want to maybe drop him a few quid for this one, because this is going to be quite an exciting album, for sure. So you can go and check it out. There's a full video of that, of him working behind the scenes and making this album a reality. This will be an interesting one. So, yeah, let's say there's strings, there's brass, and all sorts involved in here. So quite an interesting one, this. So, yeah, shout out to Ross Ainslie. We are very excited for this upcoming album. So, yeah, we would encourage anyone out there who is a fan of Ross and his music, please do go over there to Indiegogo and drop him a few quid and help support this brand new album called Pool. And we'll keep you across any details of that, of course. So I guess to wrap up all the news and updates for this week, of which there's loads, okay? I know there's way too many to kind of include and get them all squeezed into this week's show. But I have to say, there's a few things we need you to get involved in. Number one, it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, okay? And we want to see your St. Patrick's Day Big Rab Show selfies. Send them in to us. We would absolutely love to see them, as we do every year. And yeah, if you're out playing at a gig with yourself or your band or anywhere like that, if you're out playing pipes or drums at all, then we definitely want to see your Rab Show selfies. So send them in to us and we'll share them out across our socials and give you a shout out. Why not? But also, don't forget the New Zealand Nationals this weekend. We want everyone tuning into the live stream to catch what will be some blistering piping and drumming, for sure. Good luck to everyone at the Nationals this weekend. We absolutely cannot wait. And you can hear all of our full reaction on next week's pod, for sure. We'll be dissecting all of it, no doubt. Yeah. All right, well, that being said, that's pretty much it for all of the news and updates at this point. So, yeah, you guessed it. It's time for Dates for Your Diary. Whether you're performing in a parade, on the field, or on the grandest stage, our marching drums will be your trusted companion, lightweight, durable, and crafted for maximum comfort. You'll feel the power of every beat without compromising your performance. With a wide range of sizes, styles, and customizations, you can find the perfect drum to suit your unique needs and preferences. March with greatness. Elevate your sound and create a lasting impact with the BDC Axial Snare Drum. Now's the time to stand out from the crowd and make your mark on the world with British Drum Company. Visit BritishDrumCo.com for information on all our marching drums. Unleash your true potential. McLennan Bagpipes by North Carolina artisan instrument maker Roddy McLennan from Euston, Scotland. Proud supplier of bagpipes, small pipes and chanters to Ali the Piper. One-of-a-kind instruments, crafted from the finest materials, using traditional skills for more than 30 years. Attention to detail and dedication to the highest standards of quality guarantee you a bagpipe which is more than just a musical instrument, but also a work of art. Custom made for you, in a variety of wood, with the widest range of profiles in the industry. Repair, restoration, replacement, refurbishment services also available. Check out bespokebagpipes.com for more information. McLennan Bagpipes. Born in Scotland, made in the USA.
It's time for Dates for Your Diary here on the Big Rab Show podcast.
Yes, time for Dates for Your Diary. So get your pen and paper ready. And let's make a start, shall we? Well, as we've already mentioned earlier in the show, the New Zealand Nationals are this weekend, 15th and 16th of March in Auckland. We can't wait for it. And at this point, I think we've talked about every possible aspect of it. But it's already a date that should already be in your diary. So yeah, we're just mentioning it again. And next, we have the Kids with Cancer Charity Night. Yeah, 23rd of March. And that's just around the corner as well. So this event is shaping up to be quite huge. Tickets for it are absolutely flying off the shelves. I don't think there's any left at this point, but there might be one or two. But anyway, that's another date for your diary. 23rd of March, Kids with Cancer Charity Night. Then on the 30th of March, we have the Scottish Solo Drumming Championships. These are being held in James Young High School in West Lothian. And yeah, and again, another world's pre-qualification spot is up for grabs, as well as those Champion of Champions points as well that are highly sought after. So yeah, a lot of drumming action happening there in West Lothian on the 30th of March. Then on the 13th of April, we have the Ulster Solos. This is going to be held in Lisnagarvey High School in Lisburn. And yeah, for full details, you can go to rspbani.org and get that. Yeah, check out all the details there. 13th of April, Ulster Solos. Also on the 13th of April, we have Tully Lagan Pipe Band. They're going to be in concert in the Bernavon Theatre in Cookstown. They're also going to be featuring Sirla and Clock Finn. Ooh, and The Force as well. Yeah. So there you go, the Force Drum Major Display Team. So that's on the 13th of April, Bernavon Theatre. You can go and grab tickets for that now. Yeah. Also on the 13th of April, we have the Las Vegas Highland Games. Yes, on the 13th and 14th of April in Craig Ranch Park there in sunny Las Vegas. So yeah, looking forward to the Vegas Games this year. Yeah. There you are, folks. So that's enough dates for your diary right now. And there's a lot more to look forward to throughout the month of April, May, June, July, the rest of this year, I guess. But that'll keep you going for now. Anyway. Right, you guessed it. At this point in the show, it's time for me to stop slabbering on, as they say. Time for me to get a big cup of tea. It's time for the topic of the week. Wallace Bagpipes. Quality, pride and passion. Made in Scotland. Proud bagpipe supplier to the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Visit wallacebagpipes.com for more information or contact your nearest dealer. Yes, indeed. Time for topic of the week. And the title of this week's episode kind of gives it away who we're talking to. Yeah, we're chatting to Callum. Callum Douglas, of course. And there's a very good reason we get catching up with Callum. There was quite an exciting announcement. I don't know if you folks managed to catch this on social media or not, but there's been quite a lot of talk about this ever since it dropped. And we had to bring Callum on the show to tell us all about this. So let's get into it then, shall we? What am I talking about? Let's welcome Callum to the Big Rab Show Pod and we'll find out. So welcome to the podcast, Callum. How are you, sir? Are you well?
Very well, thanks, Rob. Yeah, thanks. Yourself?
The best. Well, if anything, we have you on the show this week because you have some quite exciting news to tell us. Tell us about this huge announcement that dropped there a couple of weeks ago now.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're dead excited. I'm proud to announce that we've taken over the ES Session Chanter business from Lindsay Ellis. That's just been in the making for a couple of weeks now. I mean, I suppose we've... me and Lindsay have worked together for a good while. I've been selling his chanters for him, and it's Lindsay's decided to take the step step back actually, and take a wee step back, and we've decided to take it on. So yeah, it's all really exciting.
These chanters, for those out there who can't picture them, I'm going to share for those watching the video right now. Mm-hmm. The ES Session Chanter these things are quite iconic. They're all very heavily machined steel. Is that right in saying that?
Stainless steel and aluminium.
Yeah. Stainless steel, aluminium. Yeah, yeah. So you can actually like change the different pitches and all that. Like, they're incredible. I'm sure you're bound to have seen the videos out there, folks, of these incredible chanters being used. Have you got one to hand there? Can you even show us one on the video?
Here's one I made earlier, Rob.
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, I do have one. So, so this is the Session Chanter. At the moment, we only have them in black and black anodized and steel. We did a couple other color versions over the years. Black's always been the most popular, so we've decided to stick with black for the moment, but keep an eye out because there might be just some other colours coming out soon.
Ooh, I like it.
So this is the ES Session Chanter. When it arrives, it comes in a carbon carry case.
So even that's cool. Do you know what I mean? Like, even cool, the carry case is cool. You rock up to practice with that bad boy, and everyone knows that boy means
chanter
business.
Chanter envy. Chanter box envy.
Absolutely.
If that's a thing. That's the new cool thing. No, so
for me, it's a plastic bag for the one I'm carrying. Do you know what I mean?
Rattling about the bottom of your case. You know, I must say, actually, when I first started using this, the case was actually one of my favourite things because, you know, if you're travelling or you're away gigging abroad or wherever, it's fantastic just to be able to stick in the box and do it. But it didn't get through security so easy if it's in your hand limit.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They're always like a wee tune when you pull it out of the box. So anyway, so the box comes just as it is. We zip round the outside of it, and inside here you have the ES.
Yes. See, and it's all protected as well. Like, it's inside this foam sort of insert for those that's not watching the video right now, and all the pieces all separate. So I'm noticing that there's two different ones there, along with a sole as well that you can screw onto the bottom.
Yes, aye. So if I point it here, and again, I'll describe it as best I can. So mouthpiece here, which has the reed already built into it. So we'll go into that in a wee bit more detail in a second. Mm-hmm. And then we have two stems. So the name of the chanter is the Session Chanter. So it's meant to be played with any instrument that you want to play along with. So Lindsay found that the best way to do that would be through an A stem and a B flat stem. So, you can... And the pitch of those, both of those stems are fantastically manoeuvrable. You can change that as much as you like, and that they are really, really good. The B flat stem is fantastic for playing along with just like, pipe bands and doing your thing. You don't need to, it's always a harder thing when you're trying to learn the band tunes or anything like that. And you can't actually get, if you're playing your A practice chanter along with it, it always just doesn't sound quite right.
So
it's a really cool idea to have the B-flat stem there as well, and you can play it along with anybody. So, yeah, I'll break it down here, and then this is your bottom section with the tone ring, which I'll get into.
Like the sound of that.
Yeah, with tone, you like, right. So,
yeah.
Well, what we'll do is we'll take it from this. So this actually I have is a B-flat stem that's right here. So it comes out, and then on the bottom here, you've got a thread. You've got a thread here on the other side, and it just goes right in.
You just screw those two sections together, basically. Yep.
Just like that, yeah.
Yep. I can see all the jokes coming in the email now. There you go. BigRabShow@gmail.com.
Innuendo City. There we go. Right, so bottom section here screws in as well. And that's your projection there, so that goes in, and there you have your ES.
The finished article, yeah. So this is going to be, I have a range of questions on this, okay? Now, I haven't actually seen one of these up close. I've seen all the videos, and they do sound amazing, But, I'm going to be really skeptical here. With steel and everything, there's bound to be issues whenever, you can't use hemp on these. You know what I mean? And like, would air be leaking everywhere? Like, what happens?
So, Ram, that's a great question you've asked there. So, Lindsay, actually, one of the reasons that Lindsay designed the chanter is because he'd noticed so much, a lot of innovations in piping since the time that he first started. So, even as things as small as the skin bag being changed to synthetic a lot of the time, even though it's kind of going back the way again, same with Kane drone needs changing to synthetic as well. He saw the market and, I suppose, the opportunity to improve the practice chanter the way it is. So there is no hemp in this practice chanter whatsoever.
Not at all.
It's a hempless, no hemping issues.
All right.
Is away so far. So it all works with O-rings. That's all it is. And that's from,
Oh.
so I'll just show you here. So for
Yeah.
those who are watching. So like I say, the chanter comes when it's just here. It just comes with the top section, bottom section there. Put them together. And when you're taking it off, it's just as simple as here you are. So
Oh, wow, look at that.
yeah, three O-rings that are perfectly precisioned. They're all the, sorry, the top section is perfectly precisioned to create a vacuum seal around there. And then
So
another
around the
piece.
reed seat where you would normally throw your hemp on, that's now got three precision O-rings in there. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you know
Right.
that you could pick up the you could put down the chanter for 6 months and never look at it, and then you could pick it up again and it would just be exactly the same as where you left off, because
Wow.
we've all been there where the piping season comes and you play your pipes all the time, practice chanters, really getting touched and going to the pipe box, and it's all falling
Yeah,
to bits and it takes you a
that's
while
it.
to get
Nothing fits together, it all falls apart.
there.
Yeah,
100%.
absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. So that's the whole idea. It takes away from it, and much the same here as well on the reed. Also, so there are O-rings actually on the reed, on the practice chanter reed there, which just makes it
Right.
for an easy time of sliding in and out there, which is fantastic.
Again, so no hemping required. And you can still adjust your reed height then, but with
Yeah,
those O-rings there, yeah.
so easily. It's just literally just a push down and a pull up, and it'll sit there. It's actually a lot more, it's easier to manipulate the reed, because you know, and a lot of the time in wooden practice chanters or plastic, it doesn't really, you can't really get a twist down or a lift up. It kind of just sits in the one position, and if you pull it up a wee bit, it'll fall out. If you push it down a wee bit,
There you
it'll go
go. Yeah.
in. But whereas this is, it moves a fair bit, so you can get as much as you want in terms of trying to match in with your fellow pipe banders or tunes that you
There you
listen.
go. So when you're exchanging stems then to get different keys, again, the O-rings come into play. All those joints are
No.
all sort of like
So,
solid, I guess.
yeah, so all the joints are solid. So, in terms of like changing the stem, it's as simple as unscrewing the top section from the mouthpiece,
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah.
unscrewing the bottom, swapping over, and then making sure that the high A's on the top because they do
Oh,
last.
yeah.
And then twisting back on again, and same for the bottom. And that's as easy as it is.
So tell me about the tone ring then. What does it do?
Okay, so the note that will change as you know as you're changing the stems is low G,
Right.
because obviously it's a separate note to the rest of the, you know, to the nine that are carved, or the eight that are carved in the chanter. So the tone ring here, which I'll just zoom in there a wee bit, if you can see that, that's on a thread on its own, so that can spin up and
Up
down
and down the Okay.
to tune the low G.
All right.
Which is quite something, yeah. So,
That's
like,
clever.
yeah. So it means that you're allowed to play any stem with it, and you know you can always make sure that your low G's in tune with the rest of the
There you go. I am absolutely fascinated. So tell me, I've got one final question then. For those moving from the standard wood chanter that you would have, a lot of the holes on them would be countersunk and you could feel them under, you know, the pads of your fingers. And do you get that same feeling from steel? Do you know what I mean? Like, can you still feel the holes the same way?
If I can show you again here, they still are to an extent.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Yeah, just there. It also has a thumb precision area here as well, where it recommends that you put your thumb on the practice chanter. It's actually closer to a pipe chanter than it is a practice chanter, which is another great tool.
Oh.
So you'll notice that the low A hole's a wee bit further away from a practice chanter, but it would be matched with a pipe chanter.
I see.
So
Yeah.
it's a really easy thing. I mean, I find that, you know, sometimes if I'm playing like a small practice chanter, or so even now, it's still quite strange moving on to pipes again.
Yeah,
It's
it's a
like playing
different feel altogether, isn't it? Yeah.
100%. Yeah,
Absolutely.
100%.
So I'm gonna talk about the elephant in the room then. With being steel, is there any issues around condensation and like moisture and things like that? That I'm sure people thinking, oh, Rab, it'll just collect water all the time.
So yeah, I want 100%. Yeah, so I mean, being stainless steel and aluminium, condensation, being cold, you're putting hot air into it, it is going to, you know, there is going to be water coming in there. However, because it's not wood, and because there's nowhere else for it to go, because it's airtight and it's sealed, literally the most simple way of emptying the chanter of any water without having to take the top off, without having to take the reed out, blowing through like you would do with your wooden practice chanter.
Absolutely, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Literally as simple as turning the chanter upside down.
Oh, and all the drummers are going,
yeah, this is it.
But yeah. That's it. Yeah, it's one way in, one way out.
100%. There's nowhere else for it to go apart from the section. I mean, if you're playing for 4.5 hours and you manage to fill up over that reed, you'll be doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, well done to you, I think. Absolutely. Yeah.
Free chanter for that, I would say.
So, Callum, this is such an exciting acquisition, and it's great to see the ES session chanter continuing, I guess, you know. So, for folks in are anyways curious about grabbing one of these, we're looking at the website right now, but do you want to tell those listening to the pod where they can go to check out this chanter?
Okay, so if you head over to either the Facebook page, you've got links to the website there, but it's www.essessionchanter.co.uk. Like I say, we have, at the moment, we've got anodized steel left, steel black we've got, and there'll be more chanters to come in different colours. You can also pick up your reeds there, your reed packs, your O-ring applicators, which are another fun part of it, to put your O-rings back on if they come off your practice chanter reed, and yeah. Your carry cases, there you go. Rab's doing a great job of showing that right off for me there.
I'm just having a look at that. That carry case is amazing. Even the case itself is class. I love that.
Yeah.
So there you go. So for anyone anyways curious, please do visit the website. Go and check them out. I know people listening right now go, oh, they're expensive. But yes, you do honestly pay for what you get, though, with these. Because you're not getting one chanter. You're essentially getting two, maybe even more than that. And you know, and that you can play in the likes of a session and stuff like that, where maybe bringing out the Highlands isn't the best idea.
100%, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're not going to spoil anything by any means, but you know, with the new colours and everything coming up, we'll look forward to that. But also, we believe you're going to have some ambassadors as well.
Yes, aye. There's been some conversations had, obviously, over the years. Lindsay's had some fantastic people representing the chanter for him. It's important to always make sure that the guys that are playing them are enjoying it, and they've had the chanter before, and there's guys that I've spoke to who have played the chanter for a long time and are happy to make some videos for me and stuff. Maybe even you, Rab, you could make a wee video for
papers.
Me.
I don't know. Yeah.
But yeah, all exciting. Yeah, some really cool musicians that are interested in coming along the journey. So yeah.
Ah, fantastic. Well, Callum, we wish you every success. Thank you for joining us on the pod this week and telling us about this amazing product. And yeah, we're looking forward to seeing how this develops in the future. I don't know, like some of the colours, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, but we can put guesses in the emails now. You know, what colours do you think will come around the corner? Yellow or pink polka dots?
What colour do you want? Pink polka dots, yeah, that'd be fantastic.
That's a good one. I don't know if you could do the polka dot thing. There you go.
Anything at all. That's what you can do. Anything you can do. Oh, fantastic. And another note as well, I suppose, just before I head off, that obviously we have the A and the B stem. So Lindsay isn't completely retiring from anything to do with the session chanter, so... A key that's been really popular at the moment is C small pipes. There's a lot of C small pipes.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
Coming back. So Lindsay's hinting at the suggestion of making a C stem.
I love that.
Change with all different chanters that he's sold over the years. So, yeah.
That's one of the biggest things that stops pipers from playing at sessions. You know, like, oh, can I play that? It's not on my key. You know, and then you're left sitting there like a lemon when everyone else is enjoying themselves. So this is a great opportunity for folk to get involved in the music now, you know? 100%. So, no, smashing idea, great product, and I can't wait to see how it develops. Callum, thanks so much for joining the show this week. And it's great to catch up with you, mate. Yeah.
Same to yourself, Rab. Thanks so much.
There you go. So be sure to visit the website. Go and check out these incredible chanters. And I don't know, I'm reluctant to call them practice chanters. You know, I know I've heard a lot of people referring to them as that, but I just don't know if I can refer to them as a practice chanter, because these things are honestly musical instruments in their own right. I'm sure by now you've seen the video clips and stuff of the likes of Lincoln Hilton has used it quite a lot in a lot of his videos, and a plethora of others have used these. So, yes, I understand they can be expensive in comparison to other practice chanters, right? But this is not a practice chanter. This is a proper bona fide instrument. Now I'm gonna have to get my mitts on one. I'm gonna have to try and find out what all the fuss is about for myself. But after chatting with Callum there, I'm absolutely intrigued. Yeah, there's a lot to take in here. So my recommendation is to go check out the website, go and have a look. Don't let the price put you off, because absolutely you are paying for what you get here. There's real quality involved here. So yeah, an outstanding product. And as I said, brilliant to catch up with Callum. Fantastic. So there you go. That's it for another topic of the week. Quite an exciting bit of news there, actually. Yeah, it's great to see that product continue, I guess, you know, being this acquisition and it's being carried into the future. So fantastic. There you go. All right, another topic is in the can, and that's it for another Big Rab Show podcast. Thank you, everyone, for downloading this week, and each and every week, for that matter. Yeah, if you haven't already, please do consider giving us a subscribe or follow wherever you're listening to us right now. Could be on Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher. We're everywhere at this point. But yeah, do consider giving us a little bit of a follow or subscribe so you don't miss another episode. Also, you can check us out on Patreon, where they would have got exclusive early access to this interview and a load of others that are about to come in the near future. And also, you get episodes of Rab Show Plus and our weekly Fuse FM Ballymoney radio show that's currently free at the moment. Yeah, we're giving episodes of that away for free this month. Yeah, after the entire month. So go and check that out up on Patreon, and yeah, click on the link and you can go and enjoy that for free. There you go. Alrighty, that's it. I am out the door. Thank you, everyone, and I will catch you on next week's episode, where we will be back again with even more bagpipe and goodness as always. Until then, we'll see you next week. All the best. Well, that's it for another Big Rab Show podcast. Thanks so much for downloading this week, and a special thank you to our sponsor, G1 Reeds. Played by bands around the world, they are the champion's choice. Check out g1reeds.com for all of your piping needs. Don't forget to check out thebigrabshow.com to be kept up to date with all of the latest news and views from around the piping world. And also, check us out on Patreon. For $5 a month, you can get your hands on tons of extra piping goodness and be a part of the Patreon faithful. So, until next week, folks, we'll see you right here on the Big Rab Show podcast. All the best.